Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present The Hot Country by Robert Olin Butler. Read by Ray Chase. Original material copyright 2012, Robert Olin Butler. Recording copyright 2012 by Highbridge Company and recorded by arrangement with the Mysterious Press LLC, an imprint of Grove Atlantic. Chapter 1. Bunky Millerman caught me from behind on the first day of Woody Wilson's little escapade in Veracruz. Bunky and his Kodak and I had gone down south of the border a couple of weeks earlier for the Post Express and the whole syndicate. I'd been promised an interview with the tinpot General Huerta, who was running the country. He had his hands full with Zapata and Villa and Carranza, and by the time I got there, El Presidente was no longer in a mood to see the American press. I was ready to beat it back north, but then the muse of reporters shucked off her diaphanous gown for me and made the local commandant in Tampico, on the Gulf Coast, go a little mad. He grabbed a squad of our navy blue jackets who were ashore for gasoline and showers, and marched them through the street as Mexican prisoners. That first madness passed quick and our boys were let go right away, but old Woodrow had worked himself up. He demanded certain kinds of apologies and protocols, which the stiff-necked Huerta wouldn't give. Everybody started talking about war. Then I got wind of a German munition ship heading for Veracruz, and while the other papers were still picking at bones in the capital, I hopped a train over the mountains and into the Tierra Caliente. I arrived in Veracruz, which was the hot country, all right. A godforsaken port town.